with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Will the Trump administration step into the pending tie-up between Sprint and T-Mobile? The answer to that question could be a test of the administration's influence.
This is an administration that prides itself on being pro-business, yet it brought an antitrust lawsuit against AT&T and Time Warner because it thought it was bad for consumers. If that's really their motive, then you would expect to see them take an even tougher line on this merger between T-Mobile and Sprint, which is arguably even worse for consumers.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp. But first, here are some top stories. Senators question Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh on issues from abortion rights to gun regulations to presidential power in the first full day of questioning during his nomination hearings. On presidential power, Kavanaugh asserted that no one is above the law. And he called Roe v. Wade an important precedent and settled law. Questioning continues on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Senate Intelligence Committee questioned Facebook and Twitter executives about what they're doing to prevent foreign interference on their platforms. Wall Street Journal reporter Deepa Seetharaman says both companies promised to do better.
It was really an opportunity for them to outline all the different things they've done to prevent election interference, as well as a chance for them to express contrition for not having caught it sooner.
And notably absent from the hearing was a representative from Google. Wall Street Journal reporter Doug McMillan says the company played a role in the hearing nonetheless.
Google became a punching bag over the course of these hearings for everything that Congress, has to beat Google up on right now, and that list is growing.
Separately, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced plans to gather state attorneys general to talk about whether social media companies are intentionally stifling certain viewpoints. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is reportedly looking into practices in American Express's foreign exchange unit. The Wall Street Journal reports that the investigation is in its early stages, but is looking into whether pricing was misrepresented to clients. In July, the Journal reported that for more than a decade, Amex's foreign exchange unit recruited clients with low currency conversion rates, then secretly raised prices. Despite powerful storms on the East Coast this summer, airlines canceled fewer flights and reported more on-time arrivals. The Federal Aviation Administration says departure delays were down 10% in New York, which can cause system-wide backlogs. Airlines say they've invested in new technology and schedule changes to improve performance. Still to come, whether the Justice Department will step into the proposed merger between T-Mobile and Sprint. Critics say the Justice Department may be doing President Trump's bidding when it comes to denying or approving media mergers. The department is appealing a decision to allow AT&T and Time Warner to merge, and a proposed tie-up between Sprint and T-Mobile is pending. Joining us now from Washington to talk about the president's potential influence on these cases is Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp. So, Greg, in your piece for The Wall Street Journal, you argue that there is a stronger case to be made against the proposed merger between T-Mobile and Sprint than the other merger, which is already closed between AT&T and Time Warner. Why is that?
Well, the AT&T-Time Warner merger was what we call a vertical merger between a supplier, in this case Time Warner, which supplies content, and a customer, AT&T, which takes that content and then distributes it to its subscribers. And traditionally, vertical mergers have been tougher to prove are harmful to consumers. And for that reason, the Department of Justice actually hadn't sued to stop such a merger for over 40 years. And indeed, if you go back to the last time they tried, they actually lost. So it raised a lot of eyebrows that this Department of Justice decided to try and stop that merger. And it obviously raised some questions as to whether they were motivated in part by politics, because as almost everybody knows, Donald Trump was very, very upset with the reporting of CNN, which is owned by Time Warner, and had repeatedly called for that merger to be stopped. So if it's in fact the case that the Department of Justice was motivated purely by the belief that that merger was harmful to consumers, then you'd want to see that same philosophy at work in other mergers. And that's why I think it's an important test to see how they react to the merger between T-Mobile and Sprint.
Now, what are observers saying at this point about whether it's likely that the Trump administration will challenge that merger?
There's a lot of uncertainty about that. The last administration, Barack Obama's administration, twice turned down similar mergers. AT&T bid for T-Mobile back in 2011. The Department of Justice rejected that. T-Mobile and Sprint talked about getting together a few years later, once again, the Department of Justice signaled their opposition. And this created a view in the investment community that the Department of Justice simply wasn't going to permit the U.S. to go from four national wireless carriers to three. That view is perhaps a little bit less entrenched now. There's a view that this administration is much less hostile to mergers than its predecessor. And also, perhaps the economics have changed, that maybe Sprint and T-Mobile can make a stronger economic case for why their merger is good for the public than was the case in previous rounds. But I think hovering over all this are, you know, there's the politics. And this is why it's important to assess the actual economics behind this merger. And I think that still suggests that this is a tougher merger to approve on traditional criteria.
And when it comes to the economics, the main argument against these mergers is that consumers will have less of a choice and prices will likely go up. Where is the consumer in this battle? Is that a case that the Trump administration may be likely to employ in challenging Sprint and T-Mobile if they do?
Well, in this country, pretty much all antitrust cases come down to consumer welfare. Does a merger help or hurt consumer welfare? And so absolutely, whether consumers end up paying more for their products is the absolute key factor on which this merger will be decided. Now, this, of course, is where the companies insist that they'll have lower costs so they can charge lower prices, and they will have the clout together to invest more in their network and provide much better services, especially for so-called 5G standard telecommunications. But there's a lot of evidence to suggest that when you actually reduce the number of cell phone companies by as much as we're talking about now, it does actually hurt customers. Sprint and T-Mobile are the big market leaders in the so-called prepaid phone service. And this is what we call the low end. These often offer the lower cost, no frills plans that teenagers or lower income consumers prefer. Whereas AT&T and Verizon are more competitive in the high end space for coast to coast high quality coverage, which is preferred by business customers. If Sprint and T-Mobile were to merge, it's probably not a stretch to think that there will be less competition in that prepaid service space and customers will see higher prices. And in other countries, we have seen this very dynamic play out. When you go from four to three carriers, there is a clear increase in customers' bills later on. So I think that the companies there's a very strong burden on these companies to prove that somehow they're different.
And going back to the AT&T and Time Warner merger for just a moment, that deal has already closed. The appeal is pending. What is likely to happen with that appeal? What do you think is the outcome of that?
First of all, it's rare for the federal government to sue to stop a merger. It's rarer still for them to lose, and it's even rarer for them to overturn the outcome of that decision if they appeal that outcome. So I think most people believe that having lost pretty thoroughly at the district court level, the government will probably also lose at the appeal level. That said, a lot of independent observers do think that the judge who presided over the lawsuit was unduly harsh on the Department of Justice and perhaps unduly accepting of some of the arguments of AT&T Time Warner. So it's by no means a slam dunk that the appeals court will uphold the district court's decision. And I think that's one reason why the Department of Justice has chosen to appeal.
That's Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp joining us from Washington. Greg, thank you so much.
Good to talk to you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.